Chapter 4. Berry Juice. Later, Sniff asked Moomin Troll, "How did you change? What did you do?"
"I don't know," said Moomin Troll. "I didn't do anything, and I didn't say any dangerous words. I just hid under that hat. It's a bin now."
"You hid under the hat?" asked Sniff.
Yes, said Moomin Troll,
and they both thought for a long time. Suddenly they shouted,
"The hat is magic!"
"We should tell the others," said Moomin Troll.
They found Moomin Papa and Moomin Mama and told them about the hat.
"That hat is very dangerous," said Moomin Papa. "We must throw it in the river."
So the Moomin family and their friends took the hat and threw it in the river. They watched it float away.
"Goodbye, magic hat," said Moomin Mama.
"The clouds were fun," said Moomin Troll sadly. "I didn't like changing into that strange creature, but I liked the clouds."
That night, Moomin Troll could not sleep. He lay in his bed and looked out at the light June night. Sometimes he could hear the noises of small creatures outside, and the air was sweet with the smell of flowers. Snufkin was not back yet. On nights like this, he liked to go for walks and play his mouth organ. But Moomin Troll could not hear his songs, and he felt sad. In the summer, Snufkin often slept outside. Maybe he was looking for a place to sleep? Suddenly, Moomin Troll heard a whistle. He knew that the whistle meant secrets. He stopped feeling sad and went to the window. Snufkin was waiting under the rope ladder. Moomin Troll climbed down, feeling excited.
"Can you keep a secret?" Snufkin asked.
"Yes," said Moomin Troll. "The hat floated down the river, but it stopped on a sandbank. Do you want to see it?" "Yes,"
said Moomin Troll again, and the two friends walked down to the river.
"The hat is doing magic things again. Look, the river water is turning red," said Snufkin. "I think that we should go and get the hat because lots of creatures live in the river. They will be very frightened if they see this terrible water."
"Yes, you're right," said Moomin Troll.
"The hat is over there," Snufkin said. "Look at the dark water. Can you see?"
"Not really," said Moomin Troll. "I can't see at night like you."
"How are we going to get the hat?" said Snufkin, looking at the river.
"I can swim quite well if the water isn't too cold," said Moomin Troll.
"Are you sure?" asked Snufkin.
"Yes, of course," replied Moomin Troll.
"Don't put your foot in the hat," said Snufkin. "Hold it with your paw."
Moomin Troll got into the warm summer water and started swimming. The river was fast, and he felt a bit frightened. Then he saw the sandbank, and there was something black on it. He swam closer, and soon he felt sand under his feet. He stood up on the sandbank. Dark water was coming out of the hat and into the river. Moomin Troll touched the dark water with his paw and then put it in his mouth.
"Oh," he said, "it's berry juice."
"Have you got the hat?"
shouted Snufkin.
"Oh, yes,"
Moomin Troll shouted, and he swam across the river with his tail round the hat. But it was difficult swimming with a heavy hat behind him, and when he arrived back, he was quite tired.
Here it is, he said.
Fine, said Snufkin. But what should we do with it?
Well, I think that we should keep it, said Moomin Troll. It makes berry juice. Think about it. We can have berry juice all the time. And maybe we will see those little clouds again too.
So they decided to take the hat home. Snufkin carried the hat and Moomin Troll followed him. But suddenly, Snufkin stopped.
What is it? Asked Moomin Troll.
I can see birds, cried Snufkin. There are three little yellow birds on the bridge. But it is the middle of the night. How strange.
I'm not a bird, said the nearest one. I'm a fish.
Yes, we are fishes, all three of us, said his friend.
It's that hat again, said Snufkin. I'm sure that those three little fishes were swimming in it. The hat has changed them. Let's go. We must find a safe place for it at home.
Moomin Troll stayed close behind Snufkin while they walked through the forest. He could hear noises, and sometimes he could see small eyes behind the trees.
It's a beautiful night, said a voice behind them.
Yes, it is, Moomin Troll replied, and he felt a bit frightened when a small creature went past him. It was starting to get lighter. There was a light blue glow over the sea and the sky. Morning was here. Snufkin and Moomin Troll carried the Hobgoblin's hat home.